I am literally still in shock that my husband just came home from work one day and decided that he's going to up and leave the family and has left me in a position where I have to find a way to save my house. But here we are. I'm going to tell you the story. But here's the deal. I am in the Creator Fund. And if 35 million people watch this, TikTok will pay to save my house. I know that's ambitious. You've already watched long enough. But if we can get a large amount of views, I can figure something out, okay? Here's the deal. My husband comes home from work one day and says, I don't really like you anymore. I'm not happy here. I need to leave. And we have our conversation and it basically ends with, don't stay if you don't like me. That's not something that's gonna change because I'm not changing, right? But
methinks a lot of the problem with this broad and their marriage and why he didn't like her anymore probably has to do with her spending too much time on TikTok and getting brain rot from all these death cult broads telling her that her husband's toxic. By the way, she's, got that horrific tattoo on her arm.
But if this is something that can be figured out, if it's because of other things that are happening that could maybe be shifted, then let's talk about it. Let's try and work it out. He says, okay, we'll try and work it out. But he's going to Nashville on a work trip the next day. So that really gives it a couple of days to simmer, right? Well, wild twist of fate, his dad also ends up being on a work trip in Nashville, something that he didn't even know about until he was already there. They don't work for the same company. It was just this wild twist of fate. After he talks to his dad, I don't hear from him at all the rest of that trip.
I doubt that was a twist of fate or coincidence. That's highly unlikely. In a country of 350 million people, probably 360, thanks to old Joe, and all the illegals, God knows how many are here now, with the Rinker babies. There's no chance that was a coincidence. He just happened to run into his dad there. No. He planned to meet his dad because he wanted to get his dad's insight. He wanted to get his father's take on your relationship. That's what happened. Was no coinky dink.
He had been talking before that. He had called me a couple of times. And then radio silence, not even a text. Comes home and basically just says, okay, well, I'm leaving. I can't stay here. I don't want to be here. So, not much I can do about that, right? It has been less than 2 weeks. He has already rented an apartment and he is moving out tomorrow. Like, I am looking at his boxes over there that are waiting for him to grab tomorrow. So, I would love to keep my house. I have 200-pound dogs that were really his, but I'm keeping them because he works 12-hour days. And at this point, yes, I'm desperate. If you want to hear more, I did block his ass, so I will talk more about it.
You wanted to work things out with your hubby, but you blocked this ass, and you want to keep your house. By the way, is it just me, or does she seem to be very lackadaisical and cavalier about the fact that her marriage is ending? Is it just me, or does she seem way more concerned about views on TikTok, trying to monetize her divorce, and getting to keep her house than saving her marriage?
Now you're probably feeling sorry for her.
No.
But don't. Basically, the reason why her husband is divorcing her is because he was very unhappy in the marriage.
Yeah.
What makes it even more crazy is the fact that she knew about it, but continued to neglect him. So,
yes, it said she wasn't going to change. No doubt they had had issues up until this point. This guy sounds very straightforward and communicative, and he sounds like he has boundaries, so I'm quite sure that he had communicated to her his issues in the marriage prior, and we saw her attitude. Well, I'm not going to change, so too bad.
Again, because he was unhappy, he decided to leave. Now, watch.
Yeah, by the way, when women do this, aren't they applauded? How dare you judge her? It was probably the man's fault. You don't know what was happening. Maybe she was being emotionally abusive. Maybe he was being emotionally abusive to her. Maybe he was being financially abusive and not giving her enough money for her unpaid labor in the house. You don't know. But when you flip it around and he decides to leave, oh, it's his fault also. It's also his fault. She's the victim no matter what, right? Yeah.
She's doing is trying to build herself a career on TikTok by telling everyone about her failed marriage.
Yeah.
Take a look.
There definitely were signs that my soon-to-be ex-husband...
Oh, now look, she's trying to make herself look better. And is that a nose ring? Was that nose ring there before? I don't think it was. So now she's made full fembot, transformation into a member of the gender Marxist death cult. Has the Kool-Aid colored hair, has grown it out. Now she's got trying to look a little better with makeup. Unfortunately, it's foiled by the horrible nose ring and the fact that she's not a very attractive woman to begin with. But notice how much more time and effort she's putting into producing these TikToks in regards to her appearance to make her husband happy. Gee, I wonder why your marriage failed.
Who decided he wanted to leave and then skipped out within 24 hours was unhappy, but I rightfully misinterpreted them because...
By the way, Annette, your fault? Whenever a woman's unhappy in a marriage, it's the man's fault, right? There was something he wasn't doing, or there was something he was doing that was leading to her unhappiness, so it's always the other person's fault, right? So if he's unhappy, that means it's your fault, sweetheart, by woman logic, no?
Because as this is all happening, his mom is on her way to Spirit. And things started to get a little rocky in February, and that was when he found out that his mom was on her way out of this lifetime. As it stands right now, right about when he just...
Jeez, I'm getting the feeling you don't like his mom very much, and you don't sound like you were very compassionate about the fact that his mother was dying. Yet another giant red flag. Why did he marry you?
Decided to up and skip out of the house. She's got like a month left on this earth. So of course I thought he was just processing the grief of losing a parent, because that is a lot of grief and absolutely changes you. But apparently it was also that he was unhappy with me. Maybe I wasn't able to support him quite in the way he needed to be supported in that time.
Maybe you weren't doing what you were supposed to do as a wife. You don't seem to care very much either. You're still putting it on him. Listen to how she says, maybe I wasn't supporting him in the way he needed, implying that the way he needed to be supported wasn't actually rational or reasonable or the right support. It was his unrealistic expectations about how I should support him. It wasn't the fact that I just wasn't being supportive as a wife. No, it's not my fault. No.
And, you know, that's not entirely my job either. It would have been my job.
Yeah, it is actually your job as his wife to support him, just as it's his job to support you. You ever heard a quid pro quo? I want the quid without the quo. I want him to give without me having to give. Oh, I see.
To help him, but if he really needed somebody, we could have found him a therapist. The problem is he never really communicated.
He's a man. He doesn't need a therapist. Therapy's bunkola, by the way. Therapy is bunk.
What was going on? So for me, I thought he was just disassociated because of the parent.
So we got the psychobabble talk. So she probably took psychology in a college or something. We got another college graduate here, which is probably a part of why she's divorcing him. I think the divorce rate for college graduate women is like 90%. keep that in mind, gentlemen. Thailand is calling you.
Even if all of this is simply a byproduct of that grief, it does not excuse the behavior.
I love all the deflection, by the way. It's his mom dying. It's his unrealistic expectations insofar as what he should expect from me in regards to support. It couldn't be that I'm just a cunt.
And it does not mean if he processes through this and realizes that he fucked up, that he has any chance of coming back.
Processes through. This is all woman talk. This is womanist nonsense. That's not how men work, honey. We don't process through things the way you do.
There's always three sides of the story. There's her side, his side, and the truth.
And the truth.
Now I do agree that the man should have tried to communicate what he was going through, but I...
You don't know that he didn't.
I can only assume he didn't, because some...
Why would you assume that? Listen to this broad. She could care less. And the guy seemed very upfront about his feelings. He didn't beat around the bush, so you don't know that.
Something may have happened in the past when he tried to. Or else, why would he hesitate to communicate how he feels or what he's going through when he's been married to her for such a long time?
He probably did, and she didn't give a crap.
Typically, when a man communicates how he feels, it's not really something women handle very well. Their outlook on you can change. But what bothers me is the fact that she stated that there were signs of him being unhappy, and she still refuses to act on those signs, basically ignoring him, knowing that he was grieving.
Well, sure, she only cares about her happiness.
She also stated that it wasn't her job, and suggest a therapist would handle it better. There's only so much a therapist can do. Sometimes your spouse needs you to be there. Her job has shifted from being a wife to bash on her...
She looks like she's lost some weight there. Again, something that if you had done during the marriage, might have made things last a little longer.
Ex-husband making it seem like he abandoned her.
Talk all the shit you want about my husband abandoning me, that he...
Yep, she's lost weight, she's thinner, she's putting more effort into how she looks. Meanwhile, with her husband, she's putting no effort in, and he sees it.
Got out at the right time, or that he won. But let's not forget who's still sitting in the house, living their best life as some bitch on the internet that you are actively supporting, while he's at work right now trying to make money for a truck payment. Seriously.
Yeah, we see what she cares about, right? The house. Money. She didn't care about him.
You hate all you want, but I still rolled out of bed at 10:30 this morning while y'all were busy making my mortgage payment for me. Y'all literally don't know anything about what's going on his side of this situation because I'm not telling his story, I'm telling mine. But trust me when I say things aren't looking pretty for him right now. My husband left no house, no payout for the house because of the way he left things. He was not granted one. He liquidated his retirement savings, so now he has no retirement savings either. And now he's living in an apartment with a truck he can barely afford. I have nothing wrong with people who live in apartments. I do have a lot wrong with people who live in apartments driving an expensive car.
See, this is what's wrong with the world, man. This chick, she's evil, she's greedy, she's grasping, she's opportunistic, she clearly got into this marriage for the wrong reasons, she's insufferable, and yet she got the house. And why did he have to liquidate his retirement? Probably because he had to give her some kind of huge payout, right? So she gets the house, she's gotten half of his retirement savings as well, probably. Maybe she got all of them. I don't know. Are there some retirement savings where you can't take the money out? You have to liquidate all of it? I don't know what that's about. I guess he had to liquidate it to pay all the lawyers and attorney fees. He probably had to pay her attorney fees as well. I'd love to know what state this is in. It's probably California. I wouldn't be surprised. California or New York.
Because you literally chose a liability over an asset, and that's fucking stupid. My ex-husband literally left with nothing and left me everything, and now y'all are saying he won because he bought himself a truck?
He won because he got away from you, you harpy witch, okay? He got away from you, he got away from your fat ass, your ugly ass, to put no effort into how you look. Now you're trying to put effort into how you look because you want another sucker to come along and refresh your bank account. Meanwhile, you put these TikToks out there for everybody to see, virtually guaranteeing that even the biggest, dumbest simp out there ain't going to get with you. Congratulations, you are virtually guaranteed you're going to die alone.
Not everything is that black and white. He bought himself a little bit of dopamine that'll last.
Yeah, but this is that black and white.
Him like a week before he goes back to his miserable self that left.
Right, honey, this is just cope and you're projecting. You're the miserable self. You're the loser here, not him. And you know it deep down too, don't you?
The house. But please keep hating, because you know what? Y'all are paying my mortgage and I love that for me.
It doesn't seem like she's living her best life at all. If you're getting upset over other people's comments, then you aren't truly living your best life. If you were, you wouldn't need to convince anyone. It would naturally show through your actions.
Well, let's be honest, it's herself she's really trying to convince.
She doesn't realize that her ex-husband won by leaving her, mainly because of her insufferable character and behavior. He's no longer stuck with her, likely because her true colors, her red flags, became glaringly obvious during the marriage.
By the way, guys, they're always obvious. The red flags are always there. A lot of guys just ain't looking, or they ignore them because they're desperate for the poon.
I wonder how he missed all the warning signs initially. She also stated that the husband abandoned her. To me, it just seems like he made the right choice to choose peace over misery. Now, after he divorced her, apparently she started giving women terrible advice on how...
Isn't that interesting, by the way? If he leaves, it's abandonment. If she leaves, it's not abandonment. Interesting, the language that is used.
How to leave their man and becoming a mirror instead of communicating.
So you've got a toxic mid-ass man.
By the way, I thought that you ladies were independent and strong and don't need no man. and yet you say that you're being abandoned, which implies that you're weak and you can't take care of yourself and you need the help and support of this person. Otherwise, how could they be abandoning you? Yeah, very contradictory messaging, ladies.
And in your house and you need him to leave. Now, I did not purposefully get rid of my husband, but I do know exactly what happened that made him leave, so allow me to share it with you. You're gonna match their energy, okay? If they don't clean up after you, you're not cleaning up after them. If they are not putting in the effort to have an emotional relationship and meet your emotional needs, you are not going to put in the effort to meet their emotional needs and have an emotional relationship.
So it's on him, right? So it's all just fake. It's all just transactional. This isn't who you are. It's just, you know, you're a chameleon, essentially. You're not even that.
Same goes with an intimate physical relationship. If they have been treating you like crap all week, then no, do not just sleep with them because you think that you have to because they live here. You don't.
Okay, so the ends justify the means, right? Okay, yeah. So, right, so he's bad to me. I'm going to be bad to him, right? Oh, I see. Lovely. Yeah.
Promise you, if you stop acting like a mommy they can fuck and start matching their energy and being just as big of a deadbeat as they are, they're going to up and skip out because what they...
Right. Did you work, by the way? Did you have a job? It doesn't sound like you have a job. You have no job. You're a stay-at-home wife. But he's supposed to clean up after you. I thought you were a strong, independent woman. Don't need no man.
They married you for, what they're with you for, is a mommy that they can fuck.
Right, and well, by that very logic, you're with them to have a daddy who takes care of you and gives you a roof over your head, okay?
Certainly did not get into a partnership to take care of a grown-ass child, so...
Right, so what's your job then? If he goes to work and earns the money, what is your role? None. Leech. Parasite. Kramer.
So when I stopped treating him like a child and started treating him like the adult that he was.
So you fell prey to womanist indoctrination on TikTok and you showed no appreciation and you did nothing to earn your keep. I see.
Things started to go south pretty quick.
Oh, we just love the bashing. This woman is obviously hurt about how her marriage ended. But she said she knew what made him leave. So why didn't she act on it? Why let it come to an end? Now, she's telling women to match their spouse's energy instead of trying to improve the relationship. If you're just matching someone's energy...
Be a man like the man. Because men want to be with other men. Yeah, gay men, not straight.
It creates more toxicity and leads to separation. Relationships need communication and mutual effort, not playing tit for tat. By advising others to mirror their partner's behavior, she's promoting negativity.
By the way, what tit for tat? Tit tat implies that one person did something wrong, so you do something wrong back. He didn't do anything wrong.
Instead of understanding and growth, her approach shows a lack of accountability and introspection. Which are essential for resolving conflicts and building a healthy relationship. It's concerning to see her channel her pain into harmful advice.
I love that two wrongs make a right, by the way.
Instead of advocating for positive change and healing, she's spreading a mindset that leads to more division and heartache. Relationships require patience, empathy, and the willingness to work through issues together. Without these, any partnership becomes shaky.
My soon-to-be ex-husband just pulled up to my house in a brand new truck, and I'm not really sure if I'm sad about it or if I'm mad about it. There's a little bit of both happening there because a brand new truck...
Does she look like she put some of the weight back on?
Buck really mattered more to this man than his marriage and his dog. Which, I mean, if he wants to be the loser that lives in an apartment with a brand new car, then by all means, be my guest. All he's doing is showing me that he really was a financial burden on me and that I should not keep him around.
Didn't he give you a house and a car and rent free and you now own it even though he paid for it? What are you talking about?
most consistent arguments we had was that he wanted a brand new $100,000 truck. And trust me when I say we are not in the tax bracket to be having a $100,000 truck. Nor-
well, now that he's cut you loose, he can afford it.
Or does he have a real use for that car, especially now that he lives in an apartment?
Oh, she's so salty because he's now rebounded and he's doing better than ever, and she's miserable.
He has been driving up until this point is my car. He didn't own a car when he decided to up and skip out, and I was nice enough to let him borrow my car, which, you know what, I shouldn't have been, and I should have just left him stranded, apparently, since I guess a truck was more important than his wife, but...
You're divorced, right? You're separated at this point? Maybe divorced? No.
I guess now I get my car back. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm borrowing one for my parents. I don't know if I'm just going to keep that one and get rid of it. But I've had a car because my parents are supportive and his parents like to scam money out of him.
Okay, so the car was yours. He was using it to pay for that house. And he had to because... And he did the smart thing and he kept using the car instead of putting the money into having a second car because the second car wasn't needed and you don't work and you got to stay home and he paid for everything. I don't know what her complaint is here.
Oh man, I really wonder how she manages to make these videos and still post them. And I'm pretty sure if that man was a loser, he wouldn't be able to afford a brand new truck worth...
That's a pretty nice looking house too, isn't it? He bought that. And what'd you bring to the table? A crappy rundown car that he had to drive around for years to pay for that lovely house? Shut up.
The $100,000. I guess she finally took off the mask and showed her true colors. Now that they're no longer together, she's using every bit of ammunition she has, dragging him down while she lashes out at the world. It's clear she's only trying to drag this man down because she needs the money to help pay off her house. So, in her world, anything goes. Her actions reveal a lot about her character, showing she's willing to say or do anything to get what she wants.
I would say it's a lack of character.
Regardless of the consequences, instead of moving on and finding ways to heal, she's stuck in a cycle.
Horrible tattoos, by the way.
Of bitterness and revenge. This reflects on her poorly.
And by the way, these are imagined slights. She wants revenge for things that didn't happen.
My soon-to-be ex-husband told me he wanted to leave and then basically skipped out of the house within 20...
She looks thinner now. Is she a shapeshifter? Now she's thinner. So she's yo-yoing in weight. Lovely.
24 hours. He was here today doing some repairs because I'm not signing any divorce documents until he puts my basement back in order because, like, there's a lot of stuff that he has broken over the last six-ish months because, like, that's where his man cave was.
Your basement that he paid for. Gotcha.
And also, he painted the ceiling of his man cave green and, like, he's not leaving me with that project, right? So he was here. And we were talking about some of the stuff that's just left in the house that I don't know what to do with to see if he wants to take it because I don't have a basement anymore, right? I'm renting that out. And he asked if he could take, let me show you. He asked if he could take these two stuffed animals, which we got on a trip to Disneyland like 5 or 6 years ago. He won me this Wally. And then this we got because our dog's name is Doug, like Doug from Up, right? So he asked if he could have them both, and I was like, honestly, I was just going to donate them, like, you're kind of fucking me over, I don't really want anything from this relationship, right? And it just feels like a weird thing to want from a relationship that you were apparently so unhappy in that you didn't want to talk to me about your problems, you didn't want to try and fix it, and you...
Probably because he thought you didn't care.
Up and skipped out of the house within 24 hours. I am just so confused because he really wanted them and I really was just going to donate them. So I really don't understand any of this.
But you still have them, so you said no? Why? Just to be on a weird power trip? This chick is mentally ill.
At all. Like, why would you want something from a memory that we made 5 or 6 years ago when you apparently didn't enjoy this relationship? Because my almost ex-husband straight up did just abandon all of us. He did not...
You don't have kids, from what I hear. What do you mean, all of us? The dog, which you insisted on keeping?
even try to take his dogs. He went and got himself a third floor, one bedroom apartment with no outside space within 24 hours of telling me he wanted a divorce. Not only that, but it is not even a completed apartment complex. He is living in an active construction zone. He did not plan on taking his dogs. And he was not even planning on leaving.
That just speaks more ill of you, that you're such an intolerable witch that he had to get away from you that quickly.
Leaving me with the house. He was going to leave me with the dogs, sell the house, take a profit, and go ahead and skip out and let me figure it out for myself.
Aren't you strong and independent? Yeah, you sell the house, you both would get half, right? Isn't that fair? Isn't that equal? I love the entitlement from this broad.
He did not take any of us into consideration when he decided to leave. Our house is pretty big. We could have lived separately, literally never seen each other until he figured something out and he could have...
Well, why would you want him there? Because you have projects you want him to do.
Not abandoned me to try and figure out the mortgage and his dogs to have no place to live, essentially. The other side of the divorce story is that he was simply not happy and just decided that he wanted to up and leave instead of trying to communicate any issues that he had or try.
Well, you ladies are the ones that wanted no-fault divorce. You got what you wanted. You can leave because you're not happy, but he can't. Get out of here.
Trying to work on it, which is the only reason that he is willing to negotiate for me to keep my house, because he is quite literally abandoning all of us.
I don't really see why where he lives matters, but it sounds like this man has been trying to escape the marriage for a long time. He probably needed a place where he could finally find peace. Yeah. It's not abandoning. It's him escaping from a situation where he was suffering in silence while she ignored all the signs. That man probably needed to get out for his own mental and emotional well-being, especially after one of his family members died while she refused to support him.
Yeah, she didn't sound like she gave a crap about his mother dying.
He didn't abandon his family. He just left you.
Yeah, he doesn't have a family. You haven't given him kids. You mooch?
Because you wasn't fulfilling your job as a wife.
This comment that keeps coming up is actually hilarious to me because we all know men don't actually value peace. In fact, my soon-to-be ex-husband actually told me that he was leaving because I had gone to therapy, I had healed, I had started meditating.
Nobody believes that. Maybe he was annoyed with the meditation because you were acting superior and condescending toward him. Which you seem to probably be doing anyway. It probably just got worse after the therapy and the meditation.
I found my inner peace, and I was no longer interested in living the financially reckless life that he is currently living.
Right, a life where he was driving around a beater car for years and buying you a house. Mm-hmm. I see.
He also took a ton of credit card debt with him when he left. So I'm actually sitting in a much better financial situation than I was.
So he incurred a bunch of debt to pay for you and your lifestyle and your entitled ass that you didn't incur and you don't have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Was with his ass. He definitely did not leave for peace. He left to continue living a chaotic life. And it's hilarious to me that you all think what he got was peace. He wasn't even after peace. Men don't value peace.
That's cope. Cope. Compositional fallacy anyway, even if your husband was somebody that loved and dreamed of and desired and immersed himself in chaos, that wouldn't mean all men were like that. He would be an outlier and an exception, but I don't believe that's the case. This is just more self-serving mumbo jumbo.
Men don't actually enjoy peace. You don't like peace. You like to be in a chaotic state and you like...
No, this is just projection, honey. You're talking about yourself.
To have your nervous system super amped up all the time.
You're a malignant narcissist. Everything's about you.
Honestly, name me one man, aside from Jesus or the Buddha, who actually truly enjoyed peace. And even...
Me?
Even Jesus went around flipping tables. But again, y'all can...
At once. So what? That doesn't mean he didn't like peace. What are you talking about? Oh, some of the people who are most prepared for war are the ones that value peace the most, you idiot.
Believe whatever you want, because...
Well, you're definitely doing that.
You're just some strangers on the internet, so who cares?
Then why are you making TikToks? If they're just strangers on the internet, why do you even care what they have to say? Right? Give me a break. You care very much, or you wouldn't be making these TikToks, you idiot.
But I only agrees with them when they tells me what I wants to hear is. If they tells me stuff I don't wants to hear is, oh, they're a bunch of pathetic loser men.
He thinks that men don't actually value peace. Then I'm glad that he got up and left. This also makes me wonder what kind of chaos she was causing in her marriage that drove him away so quickly. Men value many things, and I'm pretty sure peace tops that list. Her statement reveals a lack of understanding about what men want.
That's because she's a womanist. She's a womanist! They all think that men and women are the same, but that men are the same in the sense that they're exactly like women. And there's just some kind of weird social construction that teaches them to be otherwise. But the ideal state and the perfect state is the feminine state, as the woman tries to be ever more masculine. Make it make sense!
It's clear that if he left so abruptly, there must have been significant turmoil and unrest. Peace is a fundamental need for anyone, and if she failed...
Well, for men. Not for this chick.
...to provide that, it's no surprise he went another way. Her lack of
insight
into this crucial aspect of relationships only highlights why the marriage ended.
She got the crazy eyes, too. Be on the lookout for those. She got the Manson lamps, yo.
She seems to be out of touch with the basic requirements for a healthy partnership.
I think she's out of touch with reality.
Which includes respect, calm, and mutual understanding.
It's because she appreciates the wrong things, values the wrong things, so you're not going to be able to earn her respect because, well, she doesn't seem to have any for herself. She doesn't really have any values that I can see that are conducive to a relationship. Well, I mean, a good relationship anyway. So there you go. There you go, the latest piece from Cosmic Verse. That was interesting. So what do you think? Did he get out in time? No, he should have never got into it with this broad to begin. But let me tell you something, guys. Women always show you their red flags. You have to have... you can't have a scarcity mindset. You have to have an abundance mindset when you get into relationships with a chick, when you're vetting them, when you're dating them, or if you're approaching it with more intention and more purpose that would be more in line with courting than dating. You've got to have an abundance mindset or you're far more likely to miss or ignore, in many cases, the kinds of red flags that you're going to see. If somebody's got these dysfunctional aspects to their nature, they will show themselves. If you have an abundance mindset, what do I care? I'll find another broad. Meanwhile, you got a scarcity mindset. Ooh, I'll just ignore that. Or you'll make excuses for it, and you'll just explain it away because you're so desperate. It's all about your state of mind and your mindset going in. Anyway, let me know what you think of this video. Please like and subscribe and leave a comment in the comment section. I heard it's good for the algorithm. Give me a thumbs up. Hit the notification bell. I've heard it's good for being notified of when I post new videos. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.